Time now for a Friday Left of Lansing short on this first day of September of 2023. On this week's episode of Left of Lansing, I talked with progressive Democratic State Representative Carrie Reingans of Ann Arbor about a host of issues, including her fight to pass the MyCare legislation, which would create a publicly funded healthcare system in Michigan. So please check out our discussion on the podcast. However, Representative Reingans also talked about why she's leading an effort to help Michigan become part of what is known as the National Population Vote Interstate Compact. Now, this compact would guarantee that Michigan's 15 electoral votes would be allocated towards the presidential candidate who won the majority of votes throughout the country. Twice in my lifetime, the candidate who did not win the majority of votes ended up winning the election by garnering more electoral college votes. George W. Bush won the presidency despite losing the popular vote to Al Gore in 2000. And of course, let's don't forget, Bush received a huge lift from the right-wing Supreme Court. And then it happened again when Donald Trump won the White House, even though he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton by almost 3 million votes. Now, I can hear red hat trolls out there arguing that California is the only reason why Clinton got more votes. But as I always say, fine, that's a good argument. Then I'll counter your argument with take away Texas in 2016 and Clinton wins by an even bigger margin. You can't cherry pick which states you like or don't like, okay? The current electoral college system is antiquated and out of touch. It doesn't work. The people didn't used to have a say in who their U.S. senators would be, but that all changed over time with passage of the 17th Amendment in 1913 to reflect the will of the people. African Americans and women couldn't vote for the longest time, but that changed. Just as we did with the U.S. Senate, it's now time that we allow the majority to decide who wins our presidential elections. Representative Reingans' bill would make Michigan the 16th state to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. 15 states and the District of Columbia have already signed on. If Michigan joins, the compact would just be 60 votes short of taking effect. And Alaska, Minnesota, and Nevada are working on joining this effort as well. Now, naturally, there are opponents out there who worried that by joining this compact and awarding Michigan's electoral votes to the candidate who won the national majority vote, it'll make Michigan irrelevant, and candidates will then no longer visit and campaign in the state. But Representative Reingans responded to that criticism on this week's episode.
Well, that is not what we expect to happen, because right now, many states can be disregarded if they don't seem like their electoral votes might be in play. But with a national popular vote, they're going to need every single vote from every single voter in every single state in every single election. So there are millions of Republican votes for president in California that are disregarded. Republican candidates never go to California to campaign for those votes. But they could probably get a couple more million Republicans to turn out to vote if they knew that their votes would count toward the grand total of popular vote. It's the same with Democrats in Texas, right? So we believe that this will really increase voter turnout in every election, every presidential election for sure.
Now, it should be noted that Representative Reingans' bill does have Republican support, but from former Republican office holders in Lansing, not one representative or senator currently in the state legislature has announced their support. Listen, if the majority rules in U.S. Senate and House races, state Senate and House races, governor's races, attorney general races, secretary of state races, board of commissioner races, school board races, sheriff races, and drain commissioner races, why can't that be the case for presidential races? It's common sense, and it gets more people involved in the electoral process. People right now feel like the candidates don't really care because they visit only a handful of states right now under the current broken system. It's a crucial way to give more power back to the people and to give their vote more power. Who could be against that? Remember, you can always contact me, leftoflansing@gmail.com. Visit me on Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook.